Today from the Ohio Newsroom, a push for more accessible restrooms in Ohio. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you to news and neighbors all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. The newly passed state budget includes funds to help expand the number of universal changing tables, which can fit all ages, not just infants. They aim to create more inclusive, private spaces for adults and older children with developmental disabilities that need continence care. Jennifer Corcoran has been helping to lead the effort in Ohio. She joins me now to talk through her progress. Hi, Jennifer.
Hello.
So, how did you become interested in this issue?
My youngest son, Matthew, is 22 years old and has developmental disabilities, and he needs to be changed for his continence care. And so when he was 14, I started looking for ways to change him in public because there was no place except the floor of my van. There's many people who do use the bathroom floor. We use the grass in a park, the back of the van, any place that we could find. And it just doesn't allow for dignity. It's not sanitary. It's not safe. And so it was at that time that I was realizing that we had no place to change him that was appropriate. So we got started to try to figure out how to make that difference.
How does that limit you and Matthew and where you're able to go?
Essentially, we stopped going places, and inclusion has been a goal of mine and his family's for his whole life. And the lack of these tables has been the only thing that's caused us to stay home. We did that for a while, and then I started back up just taking a chance so we can go somewhere. And if 10 minutes in, he needs changed and there's no place to change him, we'll come home.
There's been a lot of movement on this recently, not just the state budget, but Ohio Department of Transportation is putting 28 of these changing stations in rest stops across the state. The Montgomery County Fair had one for the first time this year. You've been working on this issue for almost 10 years. How have you seen attitudes around it change in that time?
It's been a long path, but the last few years we've seen tremendous growth because of the resources that have been put in front of us. The county board reached out and applied for American Rescue Plan Act funds, $125,000, and received it. And we've turned a corner because at this point, it used to be we'd go out and talk about these tables and, you know, people, they'd listen, but nothing would happen. Now people are reaching out to us daily, asking us what's needed in a table, what's the cost, where can we find these tables? And that's really been the turning point for us.
How much does it cost to install one of these tables?
Well, it varies. Freestanding tables can be anywhere from, say, $2,800. And then there are also tables that you attach to the wall. Those can range all the way up to $20,000. But the average is probably around $8,000.
So how does Ohio specifically compare to other states when it comes to the prevalence of these tables?
Well, we're doing pretty good recently. So we are part of the Changing Spaces national campaign. And just recently, one of the chapters said that Ohio is one of the states that seems to be leading the way these days. We just need to keep pushing. We just need to keep educating. So having the proper information is essential because it doesn't do anybody any good to put in a table that doesn't work for people.
That's Jennifer Corcoran. She advocates for universal changing tables through Changing Spaces Ohio. Thank you so much, Jennifer.
Thank you.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. I'm Kendall Crawford. We'll talk with you tomorrow.